chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Jesus is talking to the same group of people that he had commanded to go into all nations and make disciples of all people and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in this verse, he's giving them another command, and it kind of sounds like he's giving the opposite directions. He says, "Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father." In our impatience to get something done, we say things like, "Don't just sit there, do something." I wonder if sometimes God is telling us the opposite thing. Don't just do something, sit there. Sit here at the feet of Jesus. Wait for the promise of the Father. When we just do something, it shows effort and initiative, but it might very well be meaningless, or even worse, destructive. Jesus is not teaching his followers that inactivity is a virtue. He's teaching them that all activity needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They could have began the work, but it would have been pointless to begin the work without the Holy Spirit. It's a really interesting time for us to ask what it means to be the church. As we've all taken a break from our weekly church service, I realize how much I equated the weekly church service with doing church. And now as I read this text, I'm thinking, there are so many times that I have not waited for God to move, but I've moved ahead because there was a program to maintain. And one of the dangers of maintaining a program and calling that church is that we might move ahead and make that program happen without the Holy Spirit. What if God says, "Wait here in Jerusalem," but we can't wait because we have an event on the calendar? I want to be balanced in my thinking here. I appreciate that we have consistency in a routine program so that we can gather together and grow spiritually. I'm just thinking how different that routine might look if we saw it as essential that we were baptized with the Holy Spirit before we did anything. If we refused to move, even into the scheduled things and the routine things, until it was the Holy Spirit moving us into that. As we have attempted to adjust how we do church, we have all thought things like, "Well, it's not real church unless we do it this way. It's not really church unless it's face-to-face. It's not really church unless it's in our building. It's not really church unless it's Saturday morning." But as I read these verses in the book of Acts, I think we ought to be saying, it's not really church unless it's filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's just remind ourselves how God set up his church. He had a group of followers, and he said, "You're going to go to the world and make disciples, but wait, don't do it yet. Wait until you are filled with the Holy Spirit." Waiting for the Spirit to lead us is not a passive thing. This is not a call to procrastinate, but it is a call to be willing to wait on God. A whole lot of ministry that happened in our churches stopped when COVID-19 shut things down. And we might look at that as a failure, but we could also look at that as an opportunity to wait, to stop doing and seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that the doing that we do is Spirit-led. Let's be a church that waits daily for the promise of the Father, that moves ahead passionately in ministry to others, but let's not move ahead on our own power. Let's move ahead as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.